Welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon, Season 1. Peace and blessings, everybody. This one is going to be called The Clown Prince of Hip Hop. And y'all know who that is, people, right? I don't got to spell it out for y'all. Moving on. Yes, I've been on a 3 months hiatus. However, I'm back. My listeners and my supporters, I appreciate the wait. I appreciate y'all patience and I appreciate y'all belief. And thank y'all for all the love, right? We gonna move on. United States of America, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million. How many people in the world suffer from mental illness? 450 million people. If you know anybody that's suffering from mental illness out there, please help them. Give them a helping hand. He could be your friend, families, or associates, right? You know, if you got the knowledge to help them, help them. Because we all suffer from some kind of mental illness. Am I right? Okay, moving on. She says she just a friend. She says she just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. She says she just a friend. She says she just a friend. Okay, name. Marcel Dio Hall, a.k.a. Biz Markie, a.k.a. Busy B. Markie, a.k.a. the Clown Prince of Hip Hop, a.k.a. The Show, a.k.a. The Human Beatbox. Title, rapper, singer, songwriter, DJ, recording producer and entertainer of the world. The Show, baby. Yes, he was the show of the show. Yes, when it wasn't one. Okay, April 8th, 1964, he was born. He passes on us July 16th, 2021. Yes, people. This is a very heartfelt one. This is a big blow to the hip-hop culture in the world as we know it. Okay, let's move on. Markie was born in Manhattan, in Harlem, people. Yes, in the neighborhood of Harlem. He was raised in Brentwood, Long Island, people. Hamlet on Long Island, Markie began his career in New York City nightclubs and later gained regional recognition by performing at colleges in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, people. Yes, he did. Yes. And the list goes on, right? On how many things he did, right? The donations, doing volunteer work in the communities and stuff like that, right? So we're going to get to this Busy B. Markie name, right? And how he was inspired to get that name. Well, guys like Grand Wizard Theodore and DJ Kevy Kev and Master Rob and Busy B and Starkey inspired him to name himself Busy B. Markie. As we know, right? Now, right? Because this is a man with many names, people. I mean, come on. This was Biz Markie at his best, man. You couldn't make him up. Couldn't make him up at all whatsoever, right? So we're going to keep moving on, right? But hold on for a second. I want to talk about some other stuff. You know, fit something else in this. Okay. So a couple of things we need. Let us pray for a minute, people. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let's bow our heads and pray. Okay, moving on, right? God is good. More than 300 people is dead after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake strike Haiti. It's also affected other countries. The Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Turks and Caicos Island, United States, merely outlanding islands in Cuba. Yes, people, this is mind-blowing. You know, we got to pray for those people over there. They've been through a whole lot more than us, right, physically. Let's think about that. They've been through a whole lot more physically than us, right? Absolutely. Okay? Let's keep praying for those people over there. Because what they feel is what we feel, right? And that's just the bottom line. Okay. Chucky Thompson. Yeah, people, Chucky Thompson, right? We lost another big one, people, another legendary one. Chucky Thompson, hip-hop and R&B producer, passes away on us. Not too long after Biz Markie, right? It's a shame, people. You know, we got to count our blessings while we're here. We got to count our blessings for the gifts that we gave in. And this one is definitely for hip hop once again. Also, I'm going to add something else to this Biz Markie thing. We're going to move back on to Biz Markie. No disrespect to Chucky Thompson, because he played a part in hip hop as well. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so he did songs like Big Fun in the Big Town, Going Off, Make the Music, Make the Music, Make the Music, Live Your Life, Make the Music, Make the Music, Make the Music, Live Your Life. She caught the vapors, the vapors. She caught the vapors, the vapors. Big hits, people. He would go on making more big hits like It Takes Two to Make the Things Go Right. It Takes Two to Make the Out of Sight. What? That's right, people. He would go on and constantly make these great hits, right? But also, behind these hits that was being made by him, after his passing, one of his closest friends will admit that things was that things wasn't so perfect and glamorous as we thought it was, right? And I'm gonna get to that right now. Okay, Biz Markie, close friend and DJ Kool V Vaughn Lee said he never got paid from music sales. Wow, can you believe that, people? His friend DJ Kool V Vaughn Lee said that he never got paid for his music sales. Okay, for the chart topping OD getting curved by a girl who has a boyfriend. We know what song that is, people. Waiting in the Wind, the song earning 100 to peak at number 9 on the charts, people. It was indeed a hit, but the money calculations were a miss. Can you believe that, people? The money calculations was a miss for a song like that? You got to be kidding me. Now, come on. We know talent when we see talent, right? And that's just the bottom line. I can even remember seeing him for the first time in my life performing. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about that story as well. But hold on for a second. It's more. They would go on performing the song 31 years of performance and not getting paid for it, people. But icons and pioneers and legends like Russell Simmons will create an idea that works for the golden age hip hop generation, such as collaborating with Tuco and NFT to be able to get the dividends and the compensations that they deserve for their songs. Because at one time, remember, people, a lot of R&B singers and hip hop artists wasn't getting paid the right kind of money. Some of them wasn't getting paid at all for some of the great music that they put out, right? And imagery and stuff like that, that we know, right? To this day, right? That we even copy and mimic ourselves, right? A lot of these people didn't get paid for what they did and what they contribute to hip hop. But brothers like Russell Simmons, which is the founder of Def Jam, came up with a solution. So Toki and NFT collab together to make sure these golden age hip hop artists get their dividends, if you know what I mean. Holla back. Yes, right? Absolutely. I tell you, man, it's very mind blowing to know stuff like that. He would even go on talking about when he started first recording the song, people around him thought it was crazy for DJ Kool V Vaughn to allow him to make the song. They thought the song wasn't going to be a hit at all. But he believed in him that much, people. And see, we got to stop judging each other, right, out there, right? We got to stop passing judgment. Because look, that's going to be, that song right there, Just a Friend, is always going to be a hit. And it's always going to be something that we're going to remember for the rest of our lives. Why? Because there's things in that song that taught us how to deal with things to come, far as relationships go, right? Okay. So, evidently, DJ Kool V Vaughn is right. Yeah, they would go on criticizing him about different things. You know, you know, just talking about his personality and how he sound and stuff like that. And when he said he started laying the song down, he seen the potential and the beauty in it himself. And he just let him ride with it. And he listened and he felt it. He said, I'm still going to go with this because I believe in that this is going to be a hit. Yes. Yes, people. That's why we got brothers like Russell Simmons, that's a stand-up hip-hop forefront father who believes in his peers and is willing to do whatever it takes to make sure his peers get treated with the utmost respect in hip-hop culture, right? The real hip-hop culture that we talk about. Well, anyway, people, I want to get into the conversation about when I first seen him for the first time in my life and last time, right? Me and my siblings and friends go to a free show called a Summerfest, right? In Flatbush, Brooklyn. And they come, the Summerfest always happens every summer, right? It comes every summer, right? Into this, we'll go into this park stage, right? Beautiful, right? And who was performing that day was Naughty by Nature, Salt and Pepper, and Biz Markie. Let me tell you, man, I never seen a performance that impeccable ever in my life. And I tell you, the live performance of the songs he performed was better than what I seen on videos. So, yes, he deserved all his dividends. He deserved all his income, all his credits and everything else and royalties that comes with it. Yes. Well, anyway, people, I'm about to check out. Peace and blessings to you.